A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tikten for Talmud, Sukkah Yud Beis, Sukkah 12a, pagination page 23. About a third of the way down on the page, in the middle of the line, Masnisin Einu Mishnah. Chavilei Kash, bundles of straw, v'chavilei Eitzim, bundles of wood, v'chavilei Zrodim, or bundles of reeds. Ein Misakchin Bohen, you're not allowed to use them as schach. V'kulan she'atirin k'sheros, all of them, if you unbundled them, they would be kosher as schach. V'kulan k'sheros la'defanos, and all of them are kosher in their bundled form to be used as walls, because walls have much more lenient rules to them. The question is, what's wrong with these bundles, and what is the significance of unbundling them? So let's look at the Gemara counting up from the bottom of the page about 13 lines. The first words on the line are Nechazi Anan, and then we begin. The Omer Abchia Bar Abba Omer Rab Yechanan. We're told of a certain concern. Mipnei ma omru chavilei kash v'chavilei eitzim v'chavilei zrodin ein misakchin bohen. What is the reason that these different types of bundles cannot be used as schach? The reason is, pe'omim sha'odam bo min asada bo erev, there are times that a person comes home from the field at night, v'chavilaso al kiseifo, and the bundles are on his shoulder, u'ma'ale, and he lifts it, u'manicha al gabe sukaso, and he lifts it on top of a sukkah-like structure, kidei liyavsha, with intent to dry out the bundle. V'nimlach aleho l'sikuch, and later on he changes his mind and says, hey, it's there anyway, even though I put it up there to dry, totally not for schach, to produce shade, but once it's there anyway, might as well use it for schach and use the area as a sukkah. It looks just right. V'atorah amra, and the Torah said, ta'asa v'lo min ha'asui. You have to have a sukkah that was made and not one that became made. And we know the criteria of the sukkah from our famous cases of ganvach were cases where the hut was made for the purpose of shade, just that it may not have been made for the purpose of a mitzvah, but it was made for the purpose of shade. And what happened over here is that it was not made for the purpose of shade. It was done just location to dump the wood so that it should dry. If a person were to do what we're concerned about, that he actually put it up there to dry and not for shade, then it would be tasav lamina asi and truly pasul, invalid. Our case, though, is a case where the person put it up there for the purpose of schach, but Chazal made a legislation against that case so that we shouldn't have a case that's permitted because you put it there for the purpose of shade, totally confused with a case where you put it up there, similar type bundle, typical behavior would be to put it up there to dry. And therefore, there's a legislation, even if you put it up for the purpose of shade. In terms of the tikkun, fixing it, so if it was a case of put up for the purpose of drying it, so then it would need a real, not only hitiran to unbundle it, but it would also require ninua to move the pieces, to lift them up, to move them, to actually place them there for the purpose of shade. But if it's only the case of gzeira, legislation against it, as we're describing here, it's only rabbinic because of a concern that it'll be confused with a different type of bundle which was put for the purpose of drying, but this bundle that we are discussing was put for the purpose of shade. It's just that it's still bundled and it looks bad. So then all you would have to do is hitiron, and that would make it kosher, and that would be a sufficient action to make it kosher, because really it was put there for the right reason. It just looks like the other type of bundle. The legislation against it only goes so far. Once you undo the bundle, it becomes valid. Let's turn the page to the second side of today's daf, Yud Beis Amud Beis 12b, the last word on the third line. Another case of what might be invalid for the purpose of schach. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Sikicha bechitzim zecharim kishera benekevos psula. If a person used the wood part of an arrow, and the Mishnah Berurah says these were never attached to the arrow, because once they're attached to the arrow, they would be mekabel tuma. Right now, we're simply dealing with the wood piece that was fashioned to be able to fit into an arrow, into the pointy metal part that's at the end of the arrow. So these wood pieces, if they are zecharim, if they are male, meaning they're the ones that are protruding into the metal of the arrow, so that the metal of the arrow is made with a crevice to receive the zachar, the wood described as male, so then it's kosher, because the wood piece protrudes, but does not have any place of a keli, a vessel, a recipient of any type. Benikevos, but if the match between the metal of the arrow tip and the wood was done such that the wood was a nekeva, so that the arrow not only had a point going out where it was supposed to hit its target, but also had some sort of protrusion, pointy, to go into the wood, so that the wood is described here as a nekeva, a female, a recipient, then it would be psula. It would be invalid, these wood pieces, to be used as schach, because even though the amount of the recipient here is very small, it's just enough to receive the back end of the arrow into the wood, nevertheless, it is a recipient. And that makes it possible, because now it's a keli, and you can't use it for schach. And the Gemara explains, zecharim ksheira, the male form of these wood stems to the arrow are kosher, pshita. We understand that because it's not a keli, it only protrudes, it does not receive. I would think that maybe because they look alike, not everybody can differentiate between the type of arrows that are male and the type of arrows that are female. People see them as wood lengths, and they don't realize there's a major difference. So I would think that the zecharim would have a legislation against them. Kamash malan, they're okay. The Gemara continues, benekevos psula pshita. Of course the nekevo form of such an arrow stem is going to be pasul. Ma'od etema beskibul ase lemalus lo shemei kibul. A recipient that's entire purpose is to be filled up permanently. The whole purpose of it was made as the stem of an arrow to be filled up. So maybe it's not considered a vessel. No one's going to, drink water from it. It's not made for that. It's made to be filled up. It's made for construction, that the two pieces should join tightly. I would think, lo shemei kibul, it's not considered a recipient, kamash malan, that those nekevos are indeed pasul. Now, this principle of male-female in arrows, and whether it becomes a mekabel tuma, and whether you could use it for schach, is also relevant to building a mikvah, because we know that you're not allowed to build a mikvah with a mekabel tuma, with something that accepts tuma. So when you have wood, let's say, if the wood was designed with a crevice, then it would have to be analyzed by a posek to ascertain whether it qualifies as a beis kibul or not. Even a fascinating shaila of ridges on a rotating cap, like a screw, ridges where it screws onto something. So even that is a slight beis kibul. It can hold water it's designed to receive, and even that should be looked at by a posek to see if it's being designed in an acceptable way. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.